Part 6, Redefining Authorship, Redefining Expertise, GarageBand 2.0. GarageBand is the name of a powerful Apple-created software program, already now in its third version, for composing and recording music. It is the latest program in a suite of Mac programs designed for using and manipulating digital content, including iMovie, iTunes, iPhoto, and iDVD. Collectively, these programs are known as iLife, a term that highlights the extent to which digitality, as manipulation and consumption of media forms, is marketed as a lifestyle. Despite the earlier programs with which GarageBand has significant similarities in interface design and operation, it is not an overstatement to claim that GarageBand is unique. The power of the program is such that one needs no particular musical or instrumental skill, nor even a way to input content in order to make music. The other iLife programs, by their very nature, require at the least that one provide some content, images, video, songs. While GarageBand is designed to work with outside content, it also comes with a large number of pre-programmed beats, riffs, and melodies with which one can work. The power of GarageBand is that it makes anyone, at least potentially, a composer. And the new 3.0 version integrates images and video with sound, making anyone a potential composer of multimedia. GarageBand's library of prefabricated sounds is limited naturally, but one can supplement it with jam packs, of which there are now at least 4. They provide thousands of additional rhythms, beats, riffs, and melodies for scores of instruments. Further, GarageBand allows for other forms of input, from real instruments and voices to samples and digitized instruments played through an interface bundled with the software. Indeed, GarageBand can handle and intermix nearly all forms of musical input as we understand them today. Once inputted, layered together, looped, mashed up, or otherwise assembled, in a word, composed, one can transform the work in still other ways, including changing pitch, tempo, time signature, tonal color, and so forth. The interface allows one to listen to the sounds while at the same time visualizing how the parts go together. GarageBand is significant for our article because it brings together rather concretely a number of the themes we've been discussing. First, it operates forthrightly on a feedback model. To compose on GarageBand is not so much a matter of drafting as revising. That is, one must continually move among and manipulate the layers through the interface's audio and visual feedback protocols. This feedback model is integral to the compositional work of GarageBand, and thus, we can see a direct link with artists such as Eno. Second, insofar as GarageBand is designed as digital production software, its purpose is to enable consumers to produce digital sound. While this is not unusual per se, the scope and power of the program is, at least for now, unique to the extent that it grants non-musicians great musical capacity. And of course, since the music is digital, it is potentially infinitely manipulable, reproducible, and distributable. This last point is worth underscoring because it brings us back around to the concept of worlding. We have discussed how Wagner and Yes approach the Gesamtkunst work whereby different media are integrated to fulfill and further the musical aesthetic. We then extended that discussion beyond this notion of the total artwork in order to understand how feedback loops set up among artists, audiences, and technologies become ingrained in the music and musical experiments. Artists are not isolated, that is, but they in turn depend on the availability of certain technologies and the aesthetic possibilities they open up, as well as audiences that are also attuned. In short, networked feedback loops are integral to musical production and experimentation, and when we step back to analyze how these visual musical works are generated, distributed, and received, we find that the works are in a very real sense inseparable from the complex modes of production from which they emerge. Worlding, then, carries this double sense. It is the aesthetic realm that a visual musical work invites us to enter, to immerse ourselves in, and it is the constellation of production pathways and inputs, people, communities, technologies, and networks that are simultaneously evoked with the specific aesthetic world. These two senses of world are tightly imbricated, if not inseparable. With the above in mind, we can see the GarageBand, by enabling even non-musicians to create, reproduce, and distribute music, is also worlding. It marks the latest step in the development of prosumer culture, where every act of consumption will in turn be an act of production. If we have learned nothing else from the great transformation of contemporary life, instigated by the advent of the World Wide Web, it is that the combination of infinite reproduction and distribution creates networked communities, and these communities in turn generate feedback, even noise, as songs are remixed and redistributed on the internet to be remixed again by others, which necessitates further transformation. Feedback, in other words, is the guarantee against stasis, the infinite promise that new compositions are inevitable. End of part 6.